yesterday in the Manalog, I talked a bit about people saying a child is an angry child. Angry child. And I talked about what a misnomer that is. Oftentimes a child's not angry. A child's frustrated. Frustrated because they're upset easily, because they're not used to not getting their way, or they push hard on parents and there's a lot of discipline, conflict, and chaos. I want to extrapolate a little bit of that to adults. One of the best definitions of frustration that I've ever heard. Frustration is the difference between the way you would like it to be and the way it is. Frustration is the difference between the way you would like it to be and the way it is. For example, stretch your imagination and just picture, if you can do this now, might be very hard for most of us, that there is a person in your life who is difficult, who is nasty or rude or put downish or hard to relate to. Just stretch, stretch, stretch and see if you can conjure up that image, huh? This person has the ability to frustrate you. Continuously, basically. Because there seems to be no limit to the stuff, the same type of stuff that they're doing. Our frustration is the difference between the way we want that person to act. We want them to act nicely, appropriately, tolerantly, understandably, charitably. And they often don't. So the difference between the way we want them to act and the way they act is pretty big. Now we've got two options. One, we can change the way they act. Try that one. Oh, you might be able to influence them a little bit here and there, but by and large, unless they decide they're going to change, you can't do anything about it. But you can try. You can beat your head against a stone wall if you want. I think you'd have more chance with the stone wall myself. But you can try to change the way they are. Or, plan B, you can try to drop what you expect. I guess the question is, how much are you going to have to see them act a certain way, how many years worth, before you finally say, gee, I think I'd better drop my expectations of the way I want it to be closer to reality? Not unusual for somebody to call in here with a mother or a mother-in-law question, father-in-law question. I better throw fathers and father-in-laws in there. I don't want to rap on mother-in-laws. Not unusual. And the frustration is because this person is difficult. This person is critical. This person is nasty. This person is erratic. And we want them to not be that way. So the gap between the way they are and the way we want them to be is about 8 miles high. You want to lower your frustration, you drop the gap. The way to drop the gap is to do something about that which you have control over, your expectation. If you don't expect them to be nicer than they are, or sweeter than they are, or more charitable than they are, because you've been dealing with them for 27 years, and you kind of are starting to get the idea that not much is going to alter here, then you recognize, I've got to start working on myself, basically realizing this is pretty much this person's behavior. I'll close the gap between the way I want it to be and the way it is. And then the frustration will drop. Dr. A, that's not easy to do. I didn't say it was. Matter of fact, it's very hard to do. There's only one thing harder, live with being frustrated by this person.